Today, a federal court struck down another law that would limit access to pornography on the Internet. The Children's Internet Protection Act would require schools and libraries that take federal money to install filtering software on their computers. The software is supposed to block explicit material. But the three-judge panel said that the law is too broad, and the filtering software could block access to other material on the Internet, material that's protected by the First Amendment. NPR's Larry Abramson has been covering the issue. He joins us now. Larry, the American Library Association said this law would turn libraries into censors. Is that the rationale the court used in the ruling?
They pretty much bought the entire argument hook, line, and sinker, I'd have to say. The ALA said that, you know, basically librarians are in the job of providing information. They really don't have any business censoring information or deciding what is adult and what is not adult. And the court said that basically they agreed, and that if you're going to require, if the government is actually going to require an agency like a library to restrict the First Amendment, the court would have to apply what's known as strict scrutiny, meaning that there would have to be a very, very good legal reason, a compelling cause. They didn't find that compelling cause.
Now, the government and family groups, they both said only a tiny percentage of material that would be constitutionally protected would be blocked. Why wasn't the court persuaded by that argument?
Well, you know, in truth, the courts noticed that one of the witnesses testified that about 7,000 sites in a test were blocked incorrectly. That means that they were either too explicit and got through, or they weren't explicit at all and they were blocked. And the government said that this is a very small percentage of the billions of web pages out there, where we're talking about a fraction of a percent, and this was completely acceptable error rate. But the judges seem persuaded that those 7,000 websites could contain critical information that Americans are entitled to, and there were some witnesses for the ACLU and for the American Library Association who talked about their efforts to try to get a hold of information about breast cancer or about sexuality that would have been blocked by these filters, and that they feel is really essential, and that was part of the ALA's and the ACLU's argument.
But this is the third law that Congress has passed to limit access to explicit material online, and this one was supposed to succeed because it was narrower. Why didn't it work?
Congress keeps trying to do something about what they see as this problem of indecent material on the Internet. The first law was very broad. It would have banned all indecent material from the Internet. The second law is still being litigated, and it would have just required age verification to get at that material. And now we have this very narrow requirement that libraries install filters, and the court just has a problem with it. One of the proponents of these laws, even though he's still hoping that this law will hold up on appeal, said, you know, this may just not work. The Internet may be too difficult for us to deal with. And he said there is an alternative, and that's that you use standard obscenity and child pornography laws, these prohibitions that are already on the books, on material that's on the Internet, that maybe we just can't pass new laws, but that he wants to use old laws to go at what he sees as this problem.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.